Welcome to this gathering of Crossroads Church of Dubai, where we annually celebrate and remember Christmas. Of course, we always remember Christmas, Christ's death, coming to this world, died on that cross, on the third day had risen from the grave. We celebrate that every Thursday. But right now, it's really cool to go back on a Friday. But right now, we try to be intentional in everything that we do. And if you're here for the first time, welcome. Welcome po kung kayo po ay first time nakasama namin. We're so glad that you're able to join us. And right now, we are coming in to read and study God's Word. So why don't we come to the Lord once again in prayer? So let's pray. Father, your Word is no ordinary book. It is a spiritual book. It is your Word. So we pray that your Spirit would open our eyes and see the beauty of Christ so that we would continue to give you glory and honor in our lives. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. If you grew up in the Philippines or have been in the Philippines, ang panahon po ng Kapaskuhan is a festive one. It is well illuminated. It is a well illuminated season. Kahit saan ka magpunta, marami kang makikitang parol na nagniningning at mga Christmas lights. Kaya tuwing na every time I walk in Dubai in the evening or drive, when I see a lot of Christmas lights, when I see a lot of lanterns or parol, I can't help but to remember all of those happy Christmas memories with family and loved ones back in the Philippines. But more than just a nostalgic moment, Christmas lights remind me of a greater imagery that is found in the Gospel of John. May I invite everyone to open, slide their Bibles in the book of John. John chapter 1. And I'll be reading from verses 9 through 13. It is on page 14 in your e-bulletin, or you can follow along the screen. John chapter 1, verses 9 to 13. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believe in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Apostle John gives us one of the clearest images of what Christmas is all about. And he uses light, or ilaw, as an imagery of the true light who came and pierced the darkness. A true light that was mentioned in verse 9 here ay hindi isang ilaw o isang sinag ng ilaw na nagliliwanag nagmumula po sa kalangitan. The true light is not a light beam, but a living being. It is not a light projection, it is a living person. So John chapter 1 verse 1, ang tawag po sa true light is the Word. If we could go back a few verses, as I read John chapter 1 verse 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word. Now, intuho muna tayo dyan. The Word or the true light existed before creation. Walang pinagmulan, walang kinawakasan. This is an immortal being. As I continue reading, and the Word was with God. Itong nilalang na ito ay kasakasama ng Diyos mula pa sa simula. And it says, and the Word was God. Kung ang nilalang na ito existed before creation at kasakasama ng Diyos, then this, my friends, this being is God. The Word or the true light is the eternal Son of God who has been shining even before creation and has also been shining through creation. Kasi siya ang lumikha ng lahat, as mentioned and read in verse 10. He created everything. The true light is our Creator God. Siya ang lumikha ng lahat, according to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Siya ang lumikha ng kabundukan, ng karagatan, ng kalawakan. Lahat ng bagay na may buhay sa mundo, siya ang lumikha. Siya din ang naglagay ng posisyon ng mga tao bilang presidente, bilang mga hari, bilang mga tagapamuno at opisyal, hindi lamang sa lugar na ito, kundi sa buong mundo. He positioned leaders in their places right now. So this is our God. Not only did He create everything, He also sustains all of His creation. All things were created by God for the purpose of radiating His glory. Truly, the true light has been shining through creation. Now, this true light, with all its power and might, not only created and fashioned the galaxies of stars and the cosmos, He is also a God who gently, fearfully, wonderfully formed our inward parts and knitted us together in our mother's womb. Gently, this powerful being gently created you and you and you and me. He is the source of our life, the source of our existence. He is a good God, a personal God. He is not a cold, distant, passive, cosmic being na kung saan nung nilikha niya ang kanyang ang mga tao ay pinabayaan na lang po niya. Hindi po. God is very involved in our lives. Sabi sa Luke chapter 12, verse 7, alam ng Diyos ang bilang ng hibla ng iyong buhok. Sabi naman sa John chapter 10, verse 3, kilala ka ng Diyos sa pangalan mo. He calls you by name. You're not a number to God. He knows you by name. Kung ganyang katitalyado ang pagkakilala sa atin ng Panginoon, then alam din niya ang pinagdadaanan mo. He knows exactly what you're going through right now. Alam din niya ang inyong kinakatakutan. Alam din niya ang inyong pinangangambahan. He knows everything about you. Alam niya na madalas lumuluha ang iyong mga mata every night. He knows that. And maybe you feel that God left you in the dark and has been silent. He knows everything, friends, about us. Now, if you're here right now and if you're going through a lot of challenges in your life and you're saying, now, where's God? I don't feel His loving and caring arms. Well, I'm sorry if you're going through a tough time. Loss of job, a loved one that you have discovered who's sick, the fear of losing your current job situation right now. Relationships are not going well. A rebellious child. I don't know. Hindi ko alam ang sagot sa pinagdadaanan mo. Pero, ang alam ko, God, in His sovereign good purposes, pansamantalang, kinaloob niya ang pinagdadaanan mo. God, in His goodness, will that you, for a season, go through such situation for your good. And for my good, and ultimately for His greater glory. God knows you well, and He knows your greatest need, the need to be forgiven, the need to be set free from the slavery of sin, the need to be eternally accepted by God. Ito po ang dahilan kung bakit ang true light came into the world, and His name is Jesus. At paano naman natin nalaman it's Jesus yung tinatawag na true light dito? Well, you need to look down further at verse 14 of John chapter 1. John 1 and 14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory. Glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus came into the world as the true light because His light provides life to men. The word life na nabanggit po dito ay hindi po physical na buhay, kundi spiritual life, an eternal life, a new life. Eternal life that humanity do not and cannot possess by his own self. Kasi by nature, we humans are people of darkness. And darkness, because of sin, sin has blinded our eyes.
We enjoy the dark. We love to sin. And the sin has clouded our reasoning. That's why Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse 12, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Friends, this is the reason why Christ came, to call many out from darkness and place them into His wondrous, glorious light. The Son of God, the darling of heaven, the majestic Creator, came down from heaven, took the form of man, was born on a virgin, laid in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes. As mentioned in Matthew chapter 1 and in Luke chapter 1, when Christ came, the angel sang in Luke chapter 2, verse 14, glory to God in the highest. Emmanuel, God with us. That's the Christmas story that most of us, if not all of us, know. But friends, the story does not end in a baby in a manger. Hindi po doon natatapos ang storya. He grew up as a man. He grew up as a man. He lived the perfect life that none of us could. He was obedient to God the Father. But one dark night, He was betrayed. He was betrayed by a friend's kiss. At sa kalagitnaan ng kaguluhan, yung mga tao na masasabi niyang close friends niya, iniwan siya. Abandoned him. Inakusahan siya ng mga krimen na hindi niya ginawa. At hinatulan siya ng death sentence. Death on the cross. He was whipped, slapped, mocked, beaten, spat on, crowned him with thorns. His hands, his feet, his hands. In the book of Psalms, it was described poetically that he has formed us. He has formed the universe by his hands. He has cared us by his hands. Is the hand that was nailed on the cross. He bore the weight of our sin and was judged by God the Father in our place. You see, friends, in that cross we see the great exchange. We deserve to die, but God did not treat us as our sins deserve. The author of life willingly gave his life to save us from eternal death. But on the third day, he has risen from the grave. Risen from the grave, defeating death, sin, and Satan. This is the hope. This is the hope that we have in this world, friends. Jesus lived to die that we might have life eternal. Friends, this is the story of Christmas. From His crowning glory, He was sent to the cradle. From the cradle, He marched towards that cross for the redemption of His people. Friends, listen, the true symbol of Christmas are not the Christmas lights that are hanging on the tree. No, it is the righteous man, the light of the world, who was hanged on a tree for you and me. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds we are healed. Jesus is the true light of Christmas. Jesus is the true light, and his light is life-giving light to those who believe. Friends, this is wonderful news. This is the gospel of Christ. I urge you, repent from your sins. Talikuran, pagsisiya ng ating buhay, namumuhay ng kadiliman, and turn to Christ and put our faith in His finished work on the cross for the forgiveness of sins. It's not religion who will save you from darkness, from your dark life. It's not your good works. It's not your long-standing record of being a good boy or a good girl hoping, growing up in a home that Santa will be happy to you. No, we have no really good works. We have no good records in front of a holy, just God. Isaiah 64:6 says, all our righteous deeds or acts are filthy rags in the sight of God. That's why this is our hope. That's why we praise Jesus that He came, the long-awaited Savior. Mga kaibigan, and I'd like to share this because this is the sad truth. Because there are two groups of people after this service. Who's going to walk out of that door? We have two decisions. First group are those who have seen the true light through the gospel of Jesus Christ, which we heard right now, whose hearts are broken and crushed and had repented from their sins and trusted Jesus Christ for salvation. Praise God. But there's another group who's going to come out of the door, and they're the ones who will reject Jesus. He will reject him. He will reject him because why? Probably they love the sin and enjoying the sin that they're in. Or maybe they love their religion too much that they don't want this Jesus Christ. And this is not surprising, as we read in verses 11 to 13. Verse 12 says, but to all who, verse 11, he came to his own and his own people did not receive him. Jesus came to his own people, the Jews. Jesus preached, nag-preach siya about the kingdom of God. Pinakain niya yung mga tao, pinagaling niya may mga sakit, yung iba binuhay niya sa pagkapatay. He did the miraculous. He showed kindness, forgiveness, compassion for the lost, and exemplified great zeal towards God. But despite the evidences of his claims as the promised Messiah, they still did not believe him. They still did not know him. They still rejected him. Mga kaibigan, ang tunay na dahilan kung bakit nireject ng iba si Kristo, na karamihan si Kristo, hindi dahil sa kulang ang ebidensya na siya lang ang daan. Hindi po. Hindi ho kulang ang ebidensya, maraming ebidensya. Ang tunay na problema po rito is people love darkness more than the true light. That's the reason why people are rejecting. Not because there's lack of evidences. There are a lot of evidences. It's just the hardness of the heart and the enjoyment of being in that darkness. People who deliberately choose to remain in sin rather than run to the Savior. People loves the darkness more than light. And this is not coming from me. It's from John chapter 3, verse 19. And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people loved the darkness rather than the light because their works were evil. We cannot love sin and love Jesus at the same time. It's either you hate sin or love Jesus, or you love Jesus or you hate sin. Hindi po pwede magsama. Ito ang mark ng tunay na Kristiyano. 1 John chapter 3, verse 9. No one born of God makes a practice of sinning, for God's seed abides in him, and he cannot keep on sinning because he has been born of God. We're going through a series in 1 John, and we have studied this, and we're not saying that Christians are not able to sin. Christians will sin. But Christians, to stay in that sin without remorse, without convictions, is questionable. Ang kanyang faith. The true child of the light hates and fights the sin that he or she once loved and pursues sweet fellowship with Jesus, his or her newfound love daily. Jesus gave a warning. Gave a warning if we continue to reject him, and it's still in John chapter 8, verse 24. I told you that you will die in your sins. For unless you believe that I am He, you will die in your sins. Friends, again, I urge you, turn away from a life of living in darkness, from sin, and turn to the true light, Jesus, for salvation, for forgiveness. Friends, this is our hope, because Jesus is the true light who came to dispel all darkness. Ngayon, gusto ko kausapin ng mga mananampalataya. I want to talk to the true Christians who are going through dark moments in their life. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 to 5. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world.
who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? I know many of our brothers and sisters, including myself, will continue to struggle and fight sin. And there are moments that we feel weak, that we feel like a loser. Feeling natin na hindi tayo manalo-nalo. Feeling natin parang hindi tayo nagbabago. Pakiramdam natin talaga ba akong Kristiyano? Well, this is our hope, friends. 1 John 5. This means because Christ has defeated the darkness for us, we through Christ can overcome the darkness of the world because nothing can separate us from the true light, to Jesus Christ. The darkness may be intimidating. It may be overwhelming when we are being tempted, but it will never vanquish us. Because our hope is in the risen King, we will also one day rise with Jesus. Let me end by giving this encouragement for those Christians who are suffering in faith. I'm not saying suffering in disobedience, but suffering in faith. Hear these words from Revelation chapter 21, verses 22 to 25. And I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord, the Almighty, and the Lamb. And the city has no need for sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and its lamp is the Lamb. By its light will the nations walk, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. And its gates will never be shut, and there will be no more night there. This could be literal, maari din figurative. Either way, it's both true. There will come a day na kung saan hindi na natin kailangan ng araw, hindi na natin kailangan palitan ng mga bumbilya sa ating mga tahanan o headlamp sa ating mga sasakyan. Kasi darating ang isang panahon, isang araw, na makakasama na natin ang tunay na ilaw, liwanag, which is ang Panginoon Hesus Kristo. And our sins will never exist anymore. Our sins will never hurt people anymore. You will never hurt your loved ones anymore because we are now eternally with the true light. Jesus indeed is the true light who came to dispel our darkness. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for your mercies upon us. We believe that nothing is an accident because we believe in your sovereign will. Praying for friends who have visited, praying for brothers and sisters who are here, praying, Father, that the word of the gospel would not return void. Dalayan ko, Panginoon, that they would, those who are not of you, I pray that you would call them to yourself in a saving way. I pray that you would put light in their blind eyes that they may see and savor Jesus Christ and worship you with us. Praying for brothers and sisters who are suffering in faith, may the hope that they have in Christ, as we sang the songs about you, give continued encouragement and strength. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.